Confidential Family Hour of Stars. The Prudential Insurance Company of America, the company with the strength of the desert, brings you one of its family of six great Hollywood stars: Dana Andrews, Kirk Douglas, Eileen Dunn, James Stewart, Wayne Wyman, and Loretta Young, in a series of classic stories from the literature, the stage, novels, and the screen, with the music of Carmen Dragon. Today we present a radio adaptation of Ernest Hemingway's The Short Happy Life of Francis Macomber. Our star, James Stewart.
You will simply never believe it, but Margot and Francis Macomber of the very, very Southampton Macombers are adding the spice of adventure to their ever-enduring romance by a safari to what is known as Darkest Africa. The beautiful Margot and the stalwart Francis, completely outfitted by Abercrombie Fitch and Helena Rubinstein, have sailed for Nairobi, where they will be met by Robert Wilson, professional big game hunter, who pursues old Simba the Lion for the international sporting set. Good hunting, Francis. Good girl, Margot. Good luck, Robert Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes?
Mind if I join you?
No, not at all.
Mrs. McCombe is sleeping like a top, but every time I close my eyes, some blasted animal lets out a hoot or a howl.
The African night's pretty noisy.
What was that?
Lion.
Big one?
Oh, it might be.
Close?
No.
Do they ever attack a camp?
Sometimes, not often.
I think I could use a drink.
No, there's a bottle there on the table.
Will you join me?
All right.
I guess you think I'm pretty silly asking all these questions. But this is my first experience at big game hunting.
Well, answering questions is part of the job you're paying me for.
Here you are.
Thank you.
Here's how.
Here's how.
You like being a professional hunter, Wilson?
Oh, it's a living.
My wife considers you quite a romantic character. What do you think of that?
What am I supposed to think?
How about a refill?
No. No, thanks.
Well, then, I'll have to drink solo. Margot's never thought that I was romantic. She's always saying that she's fed up and she's going to leave me. But she won't. And you know why?
I'm really not interested in knowing, Macomber.
All right, then I'll tell you. Money. She's beautiful, but not beautiful enough to leave me and better herself.
You better go to bed, Macomber.
What?
I said you better go to bed. 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm not hunting lion tomorrow morning with you walking behind me with a hangover pointing a loaded gun on my back.
I wish that blasted thing would shut up. It sets my nerves on edge.
Well, maybe you'd rather forget the lion hunt.
No. Look here. If you think I'm afraid...
Now, there's no shame in being afraid.
I'm not afraid.
All right.
I'm going after a lion tomorrow morning.
All right.
Good night, Wilson.
Good night, Macomber.
Morning.
Good morning, Macomber. Well, sit down. Your breakfast's ready.
This is a crazy hour to start off on a lion hunt. It's pitch dark.
It'll be light by the time you've eaten, and we're up where the lion is. Get some sleep.
Come. That thing kept up his howling the whole night.
It sounds like an old-timer. You hear that cough at the end? Here, have some tippers.
You think it's close?
Oh, a mile or so upstream.
Funny that a roar would carry a mile. Sounds as though we were right here in camp.
Yes, yes, it does, doesn't it? But lions can always carry a long way. Have some coffee?
No, thanks. If I get a shot at him...
Oh, you'll get a shot at him. I'll see to that. That's what you hired me for.
Where should I fit him to stop him with.
In the shoulders. In the neck, if you can make it. Keep to the bone. Break him down.
I see. I hope I can place it properly.
Oh, just take your time.
Sure.
The first bullet in is the one that counts.
What range will it be, do you think?
Oh, you can't tell. You know, the lion has something to say about how close he can get. I wouldn't shoot unless he's close enough to make sure.
Oh, no. No, but I imagine that 100 yards or a little more would be about right, wouldn't it?
Well, yes. Yes, I think 100 would do. Might have to take him a bit under. 100 would be plenty. You can hit him wherever you want at that. I wouldn't shoot it much over that, though.
Well, look.
Here comes Mr. McCormick.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. McCormick.
Hello, Margot.
Oh, are we going after that lion?
As soon as you go after that breakfast. How are you feeling?
Marvelous, Mr. Gibson. I'm really very excited.
Well, I'll just go and get the car and guns are ready. He's a noisy fellow, isn't he? I'll put a stop to that.
Breakfast in darkest Africa by lantern light. And off the side of the King of Beasts. You look very picturesque. Like you were going to a costume ball as Martin Johnson. Not a crisis.
Nothing.
Sammy, don't you feel well?
It's that infernal roaring. It's been going on all night, you know.
Why don't you wake me? I'd love to have heard it.
I've got to kill the blasted thing. Well,
that's what you're here for, isn't it?
Yes. But hearing the thing roar up on my nerves.
Well, then it's worse than just that. Kill him. And stop his roaring.
Yes, darling. Sounds easy, doesn't it?
Oh, you'll kill him marvelously. I know you will. I'm awfully anxious to see it. He's down there next year, doesn't he?
Good Lord, how I hate that infernal noise.
Here comes Wilson. He looks very capable and nervous, I think. Not good.
You can start any time now.
Your gun bearer has your spring sealed and the big gun, McCombus. Everything's in the car. Do you have solids to load with?
Yes.
All ready, Mr. McCombus?
Ready, Mr. Wilson.
McCombus?
Ready.
All right. Now let's find that devil and make him stop his racket. Got to be along the stream somewhere. He's eaten all he wanted, and he left his kill back to those horses yonder.
What makes you think he came this way?
He'd be thirsty, McComber. Got to come to this stream for a drink before he goes to lay up and sleep.
Do they always come to this?
Hold it. Stop the motor. There's your line.
Where?
Ahead, to the right. Get out and take him.
He's a marvelous lion.
How far is it?
About 75 yards. Now we're down there. Get out and take him.
Why not shoot from where I am?
You don't shoot him from cars. Now get out. Let me stay there all day. That will only change.
All right.
Quiet. Come on. Come on. Take a deep breath and hold steady.
Yes, shoot. And just why don't you
shoot? Have your gun still on safety, McComber. Take it off safety. Hurry up. You see anything he's moving. Keep his shoulder in his sight and squeeze. Come on, McComber. Shoot.
In just a moment, we'll return to Act 2 of The Short Happy Life of Francis McCumber, starring Mr. James Stewart.